to this line. That's good. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Gracias,
you,
Señor.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Sholama sonara bakataria sekiria seki. Solana reba kotaria shekiria seki. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Solama sekiria. Yonara seki. Now I know there's different fears that are represented here.
Yo sé que hay diferentes temores que están representados en esta noche.
Some of you have been afraid to talk.
Algunos de ustedes han estado con temor de hablar.
Some of you have been afraid to do something for God that you know He's told you to do.
Algunos de ustedes han estado con temor de hacer alguna cosa que el Señor te ha mandado hacer.
Some of you feel shame.
Algunos de ustedes se sienten vergüenza.
Because you feel like you've just been disobedient to the Lord.
Porque usted siente que ha sido desobediente con el Señor.
And that He's told you to do something.
Y que él te ha dicho que hagas algo.
And you haven't done it.
Y no lo has hecho.
But the first thing I want to do right now.
Pero lo primero que quiero hacer en esta noche.
Is I want to break condemnation off of you.
Quiero romper condenación sobre su vida.
In Jesus' name, I take authority over guilt and condemnation.
En el nombre de Jesús tomo autoridad sobre la culpa y la condenación.
Because I see, like, for some of you,
porque yo veo que como para alguno de ustedes,
the enemy has been beating you over the head.
El enemigo como que lo ha estado golpeando sobre la cabeza.
And telling you that you're just a terrible person.
Y que usted, el enemigo le ha dicho que usted es una persona terrible.
And that you might as well just quit.
Y que simplemente te ha dicho que lo abandones.
Because you are just a bad Christian.
Porque usted es un mal cristiano.
You know, sometimes when we feel guilty,
a veces cuando nos sentimos con culpa,
the Bible says we're immediately supposed to give our shame to the Lord.
La Biblia dice que estamos inmediatamente supuestos a entregar nuestra vergüenza al Señor.
And then He cleanses us from all sin.
Y luego él nos limpia de todo pecado.
But sometimes the devil just comes and takes the whip out of our hand.
A veces el diablo mismo toma y nos quita el látigo de las manos.
And he just begins to beat us with it.
Y empieza a golpearnos con ese látigo.
So I break that condemnation right now.
Yo rompo esa condenación ahora mismo.
And I say that you are a child of the King.
Y yo digo que usted es un hijo del Rey.
Your Heavenly Father loves you.
Su Padre Celestial lo ama.
He doesn't give up on you just because you made a mistake.
Él nos ha dado por vencido en usted porque ha cometido un error.
He allows you grace.
Él te ha permitido gracia.
And he wants you to run back into his arms.
Y él quiere que tú corras de vuelta a sus brazos.
And he wants to hold you.
Y él te quiere abrazar.
And some of you just need to allow him to do that.
Y algunos de ustedes simplemente tienen que permitirle que lo abrace el Señor.
Just hop up in your heavenly Father's lap.
Salta en las piernas de tu Padre Celestial.
And let him love you.
Y déjalo que él te ame.
Because some of you. You had these fears and this intimidation.
Algunos de ustedes han tenido estos temores, esas intimidaciones.
And then you just started blaming yourself.
Y te has empezado a culparte a ti mismo.
And I break that condemnation now.
Y yo rompo esa condenación ahora mismo en el nombre de Jesús.
The place where you are going to receive boldness.
El lugar donde usted va a recibir valentía.
Is the place of intimacy with God.
Es el lugar de intimidad con el Señor.
So I want you to see, just imagine that you are in the tabernacle of the Lord.
Imagínese que en este momento usted está en el tabernáculo con el Señor.
And the Bible says that the veil has been removed.
La Biblia dice que el velo ha sido removido.
So I want you to walk right into the Holy of Holies.
Yo quiero que usted camine directamente al lugar santísimo.
There's no barrier anymore.
No hay ninguna barrera más.
Because Jesus Christ died for you.
Porque Jesucristo murió por usted.
Now you go into that throne room.
Ahora usted entra a ese lugar de lugar del Señor.
Because the Bible says.
Porque la Biblia dice
that we are supposed to approach God's throne with boldness.
Que nos tenemos que acercar al trono de Dios con valentía.
Before you can be bold with people.
Antes de que usted pueda ser valiente con las personas.
You have to be bold with God.
Usted tiene que ser valiente con el Señor.
That means you have to receive His love.
Eso significa que usted tiene que recibir su amor.
You have to know that you are forgiven.
Usted tiene que saber que ha sido perdonado.
So just if everyone would just lift your hands to Jesus.
Si todos por favor levantan sus manos a Jesús.
Lord, I ask that you would take every one of my brothers and sisters.
Señor, yo te pido que tú tomes a cada uno de mis hermanos y hermanas.
Take them behind the veil.
Tómalos más allá del velo.
Take them into a place of intimacy with you that they have never known.
Llévalos a un lugar de intimidad de que ellos anteriormente no han estado.
Lord, let them be bold before you.
Déjalos que sean valientes delante tuyo.
Because they know that you love them.
Porque ellos saben que tú los amas.
Because they know that Jesus died for them.
Porque ellos saben que Jesucristo murió por sus vidas.
And that because of Jesus Christ,
y por a causa de Jesucristo,
they have been made the righteousness of God.
Ellos han sido justos del Señor, de la justicia del Señor.
Now just receive that anointing.
Recibe esa unción.
Some of you are being touched in a deep way right now.
Algunos de ustedes están siendo tocados de una manera profunda en este momento.
And the Lord is breaking a stronghold of shame and condemnation.
Y el Señor está rompiendo una atadura de culpa y de condenación.
Just let it go right now.
Déjalo ir ahora mismo.
Even years of blaming yourself and years of talking down
años,
about yourself.
Años
we
hablar,
break that right now.
Lo rompemos ahora mismo.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias,
thank
Señor.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias,
thank
Señor.
You, Lord. Just let the healing come. Just
deja
let the
que
healing
la sanidad
come.
Venga.
Oftentimes, this is why we struggle with boldness.
Usualmente por eso es que batallamos con la valentía.
Because we've been condemning ourselves.
Porque nos hemos condenado nosotros mismos.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just receive the healing. Just receive it. Just receive
recibe
it.
La sanidad.
He's doing a
recibe
deep, deep work. Let him do a deep work inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias,
thank
Señor.
You, Lord. Thank you,
gracias,
Lord.
Señor.
Take them deeper, Lord.
Llévalos
them
más deeper. Profundos. Take llévalos them más profundos.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
And the Lord wants to say that he is silencing and canceling and nullifying the voices that have criticized you.
Señor quiere decirte que él ha estado cancelando y silenciando las voces que te han criticado.
Every critical word that has been pronounced over you.
Cada palabra crítica que ha sido pronunciada en contra de tu vida.
And you've struggled because you sometimes you believed those words.
Tú a veces has tenido una batalla interior porque a veces has creído en esas palabras.
But the Lord has shouted over you.
Pero el Señor ha gritado sobre tu vida.
And he said, "Leave her alone."
Y el Señor ha dicho, "Déjala sola."
She's mine.
Ella es mía.
This is my daughter.
Esta es mi hija.
You cannot have her.
Tú no la puedes tener.
And the Lord says that whoever had their hands on you.
Y el Señor dice, quien sea que tenga sus manos en mí.
Their fingerprints are no longer on you.
Sus huellas ya no están más sobre tu vida.
Because you are his.
Porque tú le perteneces al Señor.
We break all condemnation in Jesus' name.
Rompemos toda condenación en el nombre de Jesús.
Lord, release that boldness in Jesus' name.
Señor, entrega esa valentía en el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, God.
Gracias, Dios.
Thank you, God.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Release fresh anointing.
Unción fresca.
Of intimacy.
De intimidad.
Oh Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus.
Te damos gracias ahora en el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you for the deep healing that you're doing right now.
Gracias por la sanidad profunda que estás haciendo.
And Lord, that you're wiping some things off of the calendar.
Estás borrando algunas cosas del calendario.
It's like there's a calendar from years past.
Hay como un calendario de años del pasado.
And there's some hurtful things that are written on some days.
Y hay algunas cosas que están escritas en esos días.
But I see Jesus going back to those places.
Pero yo veo a Jesucristo que está regresando a estos lugares.
And it's like they just are totally erased.
Y el Señor los está totalmente borrando.
And you can go back and look at those days.
Y tú puedes ir de vuelta a ver esos días.
And there's nothing written there.
Y ya no hay más nada escrito en eso, en ese calendario.
That's how much the Father loves you.
Así es cuanto el Padre te ama.
You thought that you couldn't have boldness.
Tú pensaste que no podías tener valentía.
Because you thought something was hanging over your head.
Porque tú pensabas que algo estaba colgando de tu cabeza.
But the Lord says, "I have set you free from the past."
Y el Señor dice, "Yo te he hecho libre del pasado."
Don't let your past define you.
No dejes que tu pasado te defina.
And whatever this heavy chain is that's been on you.
Y lo que sea que esta cadena pesada que ha estado sobre tu vida.
We break it off now in the name of Jesus.
Lo rompemos ahora en el nombre de Jesús.
And all depression that's associated with that.
Y toda depresión que está asociado con eso.
We break its power right now.
Rompemos su poder ahora en el nombre de Jesús.
Because the Lord says, not only will you have great boldness,
el Señor dice, no tan solo has roto valentía,
but there will be a great anointing of joy upon you.
Pero habrá una unción de gozo sobre tu vida.
Supernatural joy will define your future.
Un gozo sobrenatural definirá tu futuro.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesús.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Release your fresh anointing. We break every spirit of fear right now in the name of Jesus. And we break that fear of failure.
Rompemos el temor a caer.
And we break that fear that you've passed the point of no return.
Y rompemos ese temor de pasar la línea de no regreso.
Because the Lord says, I have a future for you.
Porque el Señor te dice, yo tengo un futuro para ti.
You haven't gone too far.
Tú no has ido muy lejos.
We break that lying spirit.
Rompemos esos espíritus de mentira.
So the Lord has a great destiny and a great purpose.
Señor tiene un gran destino y gran propósito.
And you have not been robbed of it.
No se le ha sido robado.
The Lord has been fighting for you.
El Señor ha estado peleando por su vida.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias,
thank
Señor.
You,
Lord. Gracias, you, Señor.
Lord. It's like I see Him putting a big gift in your hands.
Es como que yo veo que el Señor está poniendo un gran regalo en tus manos.
And He says, "This is your future."
Y el Señor te dice, "Esto es tu futuro."
And you didn't think you were worthy to receive it.
Tú no pensabas que eras digna en recibirlo.
But we break the spirit of unworthiness off of you right now in the name of Jesus.
Este espíritu de no sentirse digna en el nombre de Jesús.
Come out in Jesus' name.
Sal ahora en el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Oh, we thank you that our precious sister, Lord, her mind is being renewed.
Ahora te damos gracias, Señor, porque la mente de nuestra hermana está siendo renovada.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias,
thank you, Lord.
Señor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias, Señor.
We break all fear in the name of Jesus.
Rompemos todo temor en el nombre de Jesús.
We break that fear off of our sister.
Rompemos todo temor en el nombre de Jesús.
And we say, Lord, open her mouth.
Y decimos, Señor, abre su boca para ti, Señor.
Open her mouth for you.
Abre su boca para ti, Señor.
Lord, let the teaching of kindness come forth out of her.
Deja que la enseñanza amable salga de sus labios.
Let her mouth flow with wisdom.
Deja que de sus labios fluya con sabiduría.
Lord, let her speak like an oracle.
Deja que su habla sea como un oráculo.
That her mouth will be filled with the word of the Lord.
Que su boca sea llena de la palabra del Señor.
And Lord, let an anointing of the prophet, Lord, be stirred in her.
Que la unción de profeta se mueva dentro de ella.
To speak, Lord, a fresh word.
Para hablar, Señor, una fresca palabra.
And that you're going to speak a word to people.
Y que usted va a hablar una palabra a personas.
That's going to lift them out of the pit.
Que los va a sacar del hoyo.
And you're going to even feel an urge to call them or to write them.
Y tú vas a sentir una urgencia de llamarlos, aún de escribirles.
And the Lord's going to use you as His voice to them.
Y el Señor te va a usar como su voz para ellos.
People who are going through difficult circumstances.
Personas que están pasando por circunstancias difíciles.
And they'll come back and tell you.
Y van a regresar y te dirán.
I was literally hanging onto your words.
Yo estaba literalmente agarrándome de tus palabras.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias,
stir
Señor.
Up, stir up, stir
remueve,
up.
Remueve.
The strength of God in this woman.
La fortaleza de Dios en esta hermana.
The enemy thought that he had pulled you down.
El enemigo había pensado que te había jalado para abajo.
But then all of a sudden you got up again.
Pero de repente tú te has levantado.
And there was a fight in you.
Y había una pelea dentro de ti.
And it's like I see the Lord putting boxing gloves on you.
Y yo veo como que el Señor está poniendo guantes de boxeo en tus manos.
And He says, "You just get up because you are back in the fight."
Y el Señor te dice, simplemente levántate porque estás nuevamente de regreso en la pelea.
You have not been defeated.
Usted no ha sido derrotada.
You have not been pushed down.
Usted no ha sido empujada para abajo.
Because the mighty one lives inside of you.
Porque el poderoso vive dentro de ti.
And I'm going to use you.
Y te voy a usar.
You've said, Lord, I can't be used.
Y usted ha dicho, Señor, yo no puedo ser usado.
Who am I? And you've given him all kinds of reasons why he can't use you.
Quien me te da un montón de excusas para no poder ser usada.
But he says, I'm going to take you to some family members.
Pero el Señor te dice, te voy a llevar a unos miembros de familia.
I'm going to use you to be a light in a very dark place.
Te voy a usar como una luz en lugares muy oscuros.
And I'm going to use your testimony.
Y voy a usar tu testimonio.
And it's going to be like giving the devil a black eye.
Y es como que le va a dar al diablo un ojo negro.
So Lord, stir up that boldness in this woman.
Señor, remueve la valentía en la vida de esta hermana.
Thank you, God.
Gracias, Dios.
Thank you, God. Lord, we stir up.
Señor, remueve
the anointing of the lion inside of her.
La unción del león dentro de su vida.
We break all intimidation off of her in the name of Jesus.
Rompemos toda intimidación en su vida en el nombre de Jesús.
And in the past, there's been times when she was ignored.
En el pasado hubieron tiempos donde ella fue ignorada
and pushed to the side.
Y fue empujada hacia el lado.
But Lord, in this season,
pero Señor, en esta temporada,
I say, Lord, you're pulling her out of the shadows.
Señor, tú la estás sacando fuera de la sombra.
And Lord, you're going to use her.
Y tú la vas a usar.
She's going to extend her hands to the poor.
Ella va a extender sus manos al pobre.
Lord, she's going to be your instrument of compassion.
Señor, ella va a ser tu instrumento de compasión.
And Lord, that your word is going to flow out of her.
Y que tu palabra va a fluir de sus labios.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord, for that boldness that's
gracias,
coming.
Señor, por esa
release
valentía.
Your boldness in the name of Jesus.
Desata tu valentía en el nombre
release
de Jesús.
Your boldness.
Desata tu valentía en el nombre de
and
Jesús.
I break every doubt off of this one.
Yo rompo toda
I
duda.
See all these question marks.
Veo todos estos question marks.
Questions esta, about her future.
Preguntas acerca de su futuro.
Questions about God.
Preguntas acerca de Dios.
Questions about faith.
Preguntas acerca de la fe.
The Lord says, you need to just rest in who I am.
El Señor dice, usted necesita descansar en quién soy yo.
Sometimes you just struggle and you wrestle.
A veces tú has batallado y tú has luchado.
And there's been a war over you.
Ha habido como una guerra dentro de ti.
But God says, I want you to rest in me.
Pero el Señor te dice, yo quiero que tú descanses en mí.
I see the Lord just, it's like he created this beautiful hammock.
El Señor es como que le ha creado este precioso esta hamaca.
And he says, would you just come and lie down in this hammock?
Y el Señor dice, ven y paséate en esta hamaca.
And let me swing you in the breeze.
Y déjame pasearte en la brisa.
That's what the Bible calls faith.
Eso es lo que la Biblia llama fe.
Faith is resting in what God has said.
Fe es descansar en lo que Dios ya ha dicho.
And you just need to lie down and rest in what God has said to you.
Y usted simplemente tienes que descansar y esperar en lo que el Señor te ha dicho.
That he loves you.
Que él te ama.
That he sent his son to die for you.
Que él envió su hijo para morir por ti.
That he's forgiven you.
Que él te ha perdonado.
That he has a new life for you.
Que él tiene una nueva vida para ti.
That he has a good future for you.
Que él tiene un buen futuro para ti.
And you need to rest in that.
Y él quiere que tú descanses en eso.
And trust him and believe him.
Y le creas y confíes en él.
And out of that rest.
Y de fuera de ese descanso.
Great faith and boldness will flow.
Va a venir fe y valentía para tu vida.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias, Señor Jesús.
Thank you, Lord, for your work that you're doing in each one here.
Gracias por la obra que tú estás haciendo en la vida de cada uno de ellos.
And Lord, we release this brother right now.
Entregamos este hermano en el nombre de Jesús.
From all fear.
De todo temor.
We break the power of fear in Jesus' name.
Rompemos el temor de la atadura de temor en el nombre de Jesús.
And the Lord just says.
Y el Señor te dice.
Get out of your box.
Sal de tu caja.
Get out of that limited place.
Sal de ese lugar limitado.
Because God has a big place for you.
Porque el Señor tiene un gran lugar para ti.
He has bigger and greater things than you ever imagined.
Tiene más grandes de los que tú te has imaginado.
You thought maybe you had to just be painted into a corner.
Quizás tú pensaste que tenías que simplemente ser pintado en una esquina.
And that God just had a little place for you.
Y que Dios simplemente tenía un pequeño lugar para ti.
And sometimes you put yourself down.
Y a veces tú mismo te has mirado abajo.
Sometimes you even just hear things that were said to you when you were young.
Y a veces te has escuchado cosas que se te fueron dichas a ti cuando tú eras joven.
That make you feel small.
Que te hicieron sentir pequeño.
But I see the Lord coming alongside you.
Pero yo veo al Señor que viene al lado tuyo.
And he says, "Son, those things are not true."
Y el Señor te dice, "Hijo mío, estas cosas no fueron verdad."
He says, "Just lean into my embrace."
Inclínate y abrázame.
And I'm going to melt that stuff that's been in your heart for a long time.
Y yo voy a derretir esas cosas que han estado en tu corazón por mucho tiempo.
And in that new security.
Y en esa nueva seguridad.
You're going to find a new boldness.
Tú vas a encontrar una nueva seguridad, una nueva valentía.
Bautizo mi hermano en el amor del Padre en el nombre de Jesús.
I baptize you, my brother, in the love of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Gracias. Let the love of the Father be released.
El amor del Padre sea desatado.
Más amor, más amor.
More love.
Más amor.
More love.
See, this is where so much of our problem comes from.
Es donde la mayoría de nuestros problemas vienen.
When we don't really know the love of God.
Cuando realmente no conocemos del amor del Señor.
It's hard for us to be bold.
Es duro para nosotros ser valientes.
So Lord, we just ask for you to baptize every one of these.
Le pido que el Señor los bautice a cada uno de ellos.
In your love, in Jesus' name.
En tu amor, en el nombre de Jesús.
We thank you, Lord, for the calling upon this woman.
Te damos gracias, Señor, por el llamado en esta hermana.
And Lord, we thank you that it's higher than she ever thought.
Y te damos gracias porque su llamado es más grande de lo que ella pensó.
Lord, you said, "Eye has not seen and ear has not heard."
Ojos no han visto y oídos no han oído.
It hasn't even entered into her heart.
Ni siquiera ha entrado en su corazón.
What you're going to do with her?
De lo que tú vas a hacer con ella.
She said, "Lord, I'm not qualified."
Ella ha dicho, "Señor, yo no soy calificada para esto."
I don't think I have what it takes.
Yo no creo que tengo lo que toma hacer.
And the Lord says, "I'm the potter."
El Señor dice, "Yo soy el que hace la obra en tu vida."
And you are the clay.
Y tú eres el barro.
Let me make you.
Déjame hacerte.
Let me form you.
Déjame formarte.
I am making a masterpiece.
Yo estoy haciendo una obra de maestro.
I don't make junk.
Yo no hago basura, cualquier cosa.
God says he has created you as his workmanship.
El Señor me dice que te ha creado como su su trabajador.
And he has something very special for you to do.
Tiene algo muy especial para que tú hagas.
I see a lot of children.
Yo veo muchos niños.
And young people.
Y jóvenes.
Being touched through your hands,
siendo tocados a través de tus manos,
and through your love,
y a través de tu amor,
through your smile,
a través de tu sonrisa,
through your songs,
a través de tu,
through your teaching,
a través de tus enseñanzas,
I see them jumping up and down.
Yo los veo saltando arriba y abajo.
I see great joy being released through your life.
Yo veo gran gozo siendo desatado a través de tu vida.
And I see it spreading.
Y yo lo veo que se desata.
It can't be contained in one place.
Y no puede ser contenido en un mismo lugar.
The Lord says he's going to take you some places.
El Señor dice que te va a llevar a algunos lugares.
To bring much joy.
Para traer más gozo.
And people are going to say, "We can't wait till she gets here." Because of the spiritual gift that's in you.
Por los dones espirituales que están dentro de ti.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias, Señor Jesús.
Give her boldness for this task.
Dale valentía para esta tarea.
Anoint her for this ministry.
Úngela para este ministerio.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
gracias,
you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
In the name of Jesus, we release our sister from all fear.
Desatamos a nuestra hermana de todo temor.
And Lord, where there's just been like this ceiling over her,
había visto como un techo sobre su vida.
We break those limitations now.
Esas limitaciones.
No more ceiling.
No más esas limitaciones.
No more limitation.
No más limitaciones.
Lord, we say that this woman of God will arise to her destiny.
Señor, declaramos que esta mujer de Dios se va a levantar para su destino.
And is this your husband here? Could you come on? Oh, you're. So you guys are already engaged. Okay. When is that? Wow, coming up. Because I have to say that when you ask for the people to stand that are the house church leaders, I was looking at them going, "When are they standing?" Because the Lord says that's in your future. You know, at first you're going to just need the time to get your marriage in the right place. But we want to just declare over you that there is a grace of leadership on your life. Some things are going to get worked out. But this is a desire that's in both of you.
Pero este es un deseo que está en ambos de ustedes.
That your hands have, I see that your hands have been lifted up.
Que he visto que tus manos han sido levantadas.
And you said, Lord, we want to be yours.
Ustedes le han dicho, Señor, nosotros queremos ser tuyos.
We want to serve you.
Queremos servirte.
And you said, we'll serve you any way we can.
Vamos a servirte de la manera que queramos.
But the Lord says he's going to stretch you. He's going to place a demand on the gifts of God in you. And it's almost like the Lord is just jumping up and down. He's really, really happy about the love that's here and about the healing that is already taking place. And you are going to be healers of the broken.
Y ustedes van a ser sanadores de los que están quebrantados.
There's something very, very special on the inside of this woman of God.
Hay algo muy, muy especial dentro de la vida de esta.
That she has a tender heart toward the broken.
Tiene un corazón que se incline hacia los que están quebrantados.
Toward the abused and toward the mistreated.
Hacia los que son maltratados, hacia los que están abusados.
Women who have been marginalized and they've been stripped of their dignity.
Mujeres han sido marginadas, que no les han respetado su dignidad.
And there's a healing grace that's going to begin to flow out of you. Even to families that have been torn apart. And there's a great grace of healing that's going to begin to flow out of this brother. There's a grace of healing that's going to flow out of this brother. Even flowing into the hearts of men who have not known how to show love, but they're going to get freedom and deliverance. Even to break that macho thing off of them. And you're going to help teach them how to serve and how to give and how to love. And it's like God is going to start a marriage revolution. Thank you, Lord. It's going to be a very exciting wedding. Praise the Lord. Oh, Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, we thank you for the creativity. And that you made this woman very special. She's not like anybody else. And she doesn't have to pretend to be somebody else. God made you you. And you can find boldness in being who you are. We break any man-pleasing spirit. Anything that makes you feel like you can't be yourself. And the Lord is doing a deep healing. Lord, release that healing now in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And there's some kind of a creative gift that God put in you a long time ago. And it was like the enemy tried to come and just stop it up. Almost like he tried to bury it. But it's like I see this bulldozer pulling it up out of the ground. And we say that that spiritual gift is coming forth. And even that natural talent that is in you. And you were afraid to even step out and try it. But the Lord says, step out. Cross the line. And be bold. Because it's going to be a great blessing for many people. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You guys. Okay. Now, yeah, you weren't the last time I was here. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. First of all, Lord, we thank you for that voice of a lion that is on the inside of this woman. Because, Lord, you have lit a fire inside of her. And the Lord says he doesn't want that fire to die down. You're like a torch of the Lord. And you're also like a spiritual cheerleader. And you're supposed to stir the hearts of the people. The Bible says, stir up the gift of God that is in you. And it's like he gave you a spiritual poker. And you know, when a fire is dying down, you poke the fire. And the Lord has called you to be like one of those pokers. And you're going to stir the people with encouragement. The Bible says that this is the sign of a disciple. That they sustain the weary one with a word. And there's a gift and a grace of encouragement in you. And we ask, Lord, that you activate that gift. Stir it up in a greater way. Lord, so that she can keep the fire going in the house of the Lord. And Lord, we thank you for this man of God. And the Lord does say over you, man of God. Hombre de Dios. And I see him raising the bar higher. In the past, it was like you didn't really know what you were trying to achieve. But I see the Lord giving you some very specific goals. And they are pretty high goals. They might even seem like impossible goals. And the Lord says, I'm going to begin to train you. And it's like I see him with a whistle in his mouth. Like a coach. And he's going to be coaching you. And training you. And discipling you. Because he's not going to leave you where you are. He's calling you higher. And he says, I've decided that this one is going to be a leader. And he's going to be a disciple. And I'm not going to leave him down there in the low place. But I'm going to raise him up. And the Lord says that's going to be a demanding season. And just like a football player during training season, sometimes you're going to feel like quitting because it's going to be stressful. But the Lord just says, keep your eyes on the prize. And keep your ears tuned to the coach. Jesus is your coach. And he's the best coach. And he only has your best in mind. And in the end, I see you carrying the ball. And I see you running down the field. And I see you crossing that line with the ball high in the air. Because the Bible says he's going to lead you into victory. He's not doing this so you'll lose. He's called you to be a winner. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we thank you. We praise you. Break any fear off of our sister in Jesus' name. Break off any fear right now. We thank you for the call of God. And Lord, we thank you that you desire to open her mouth. Lord, because you said you are the Lord, all the treasures of wisdom are hidden in Christ. And Lord, you want those jewels to flow out of her. And I hear you saying, Lord, you're going to give her revelation. That's going to transform her life.
Que va a transformar su vida.
And it's not just going to be stuff that you show her.
Y no esto simplemente va a ser cosas que tú le muestras.
But Lord, she's also going to give it to others.
Es, ella también lo va a dar a otras personas.
And it's going to flow out of her mouth.
Y que va a fluir de sus labios.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias, Jesucristo.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we break the power of fear off of this woman of God.
El poder, las obras de temor en su vida.
No more fear.
No más temor.
No more fear.
No más temor.
Just put your hands down. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Gracias,
thank you,
Jesus.
Jesus. It's okay. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you for confidence.
Gracias por la confianza.
Thank you for the healing that you're doing right now.
Gracias por la sanidad que está tomando lugar en su vida.
Lord, you're breaking shame.
Padre, tú estás rompiendo vergüenza.
You're breaking condemnation.
Estás rompiendo condenación.
She was afraid of what people were going to say.
Ella estaba con miedo de lo que las personas iban a decir.
She was afraid of what they were going to think.
Ella estaba con temor de lo que iban a pensar.
But the Lord says, just let it go.
El Señor simplemente dice, déjalo.
Let all that fear go in Jesus'
name. Deja que todo ese temor se vaya en el nombre de Jesús.
Lord, give her boldness to speak for you.
Dale valentía para hablar por ti.
And thank you, Lord, that she's going to speak your word.
Y gracias, Señor, porque ella va a hablar tu palabra.
With boldness.
Con valentía.
I want you to just say this right now.
Quiero que digas esto.
I want you to say, Jesus Christ.
Quiero que digas, Jesucristo
is Lord.
Es el Señor.
Jesucristo es el Señor.
Quiero que lo digas en voz alta.
Jesucristo es el Señor.
Una vez más.
Jesucristo es el Señor.
Lord, we thank you right now.
Señor, te damos gracias ahora mismo.
For the power of your spirit.
Por el poder de tu espíritu.
Pour out that lion anointing.
Derrama esa poderosa unción.
And break the power of fear off of her.
Y rompe el temor en su vida.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias,
thank you, Lord. Now there's a whole lot more people up here now. Okay, those of you that were waiting in the line for fear, just come right here. Okay, we're going to have some close with some worship. And I'll continue to pray for these that are here. Okay. Were you guys still waiting? Just come on. Oh, I think I prayed for you already. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Are we okay? Oh, okay. And we had, can we all stand up as we are preparing to close? We have some people who are worshiping with us through the internet.
Tenemos algunas personas que están adorando con nosotros en la internet.
And we have a girl named Liz from Rockledge.
Hermana que se llama Liz de Rockledge.
And she needs healing from the past.
Ella necesita sanidad del pasado.
So let's pray for Liz right now.
Oremos por Liz ahora mismo.
Lord, we thank you right now that, Lord, you said that if any person be in Christ,
Señor, tu palabra dice que si alguna persona está en Cristo,
they are a new creature.
Ellos son una nueva criatura.
All things have passed away.
Todas las cosas han pasado.
And all things have become new.
Y todas las cosas son nuevas ahora.
So we break the power of the past over Liz.
Rompemos el poder del pasado sobre la vida de Liz.
Lord, release her from that emotional bondage.
Señor, la libre de esa atadura emocional.
Break the chains off of her mind.
Rompe las cadenas de su mente.
And Lord, let her walk in freedom in Jesus' name.
Caminar en libertad en el nombre de Jesús.
Now I also want to just pray over this brother right here.
Quiero orar por
if I can.
Pastor Mario.
Pastor, can you just go? I just want to say over this brother that I saw him and he looked like a bridge. And the Lord says that I will use you to bridge my people. And that he has ordained you to be his ambassador. I see people who are at odds with each other, who are having conflict. And I see you grabbing one hand and the other hand and bringing those hands together. Because you have been given the spirit of reconciliation. I also see you as the one who bridges between cultural groups.
También te veo como el que el Señor va a usar como puente para grupos culturales.
And sometimes the culture can create a conflict.
Y a veces la cultura puede crear conflictos.
But there's an unusual grace upon your life.
Pero hay un precio inusual sobre tu vida.
To understand both sides.
Para poder entender los ambos lados.
And sometimes you'll feel like the only one who understands both.
Y a veces te vas a sentir como el único que entiende ambos lados.
But that's because you are the bridge.
Por eso es porque usted es el puente.
Bridges get walked on.
Los puentes son las personas caminan sobre los puentes.
And sometimes it's a painful ministry.
Y a veces es un ministerio muy doloroso.
But Lord, we ask that you heal our brother.
Pero Padre, yo te pido que tú sanes a mi hermano.
And Lord, make him strong for the next season.
Hazlo fuerte para la próxima temporada.
Because I see many walking back and forth.
Porque yo veo muchos que caminan uno de un lado para el otro en el puente.
And yet there's great strength in you.
Y hay mucha fuerza sobre tu vida.
You're not going to grow weary.
Tú no vas a crecer sin fuerza.
You're not going to crash and burn.
Tú no te vas a golpear y te vas a quemar.
But you will find great strength from the Lord.
Pero tú vas a recibir gran fortaleza de parte del Señor.
To knit the people of God together.
Para reconciliar al pueblo de Dios juntos.
And even to resolve those conflicts that have estranged the people of God.
Y aún para resolver estos conflictos en medio del pueblo del Señor.
Thank you, Lord, for great fruitfulness upon this man.
Gracias por los frutos en la vida de mi hermano.
Many, many disciples.
Muchos discípulos.
Lord, that he will raise up for the kingdom of God.
Que él va a levantar para el reino de Dios.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Thank you, Lord.
Gracias, Señor.
Lord, we just thank you for breaking fear off of our off of this couple in the name of Jesus.
Te damos gracias por romper el temor en la vida de esta pareja en el nombre de Jesús.
And when we said tonight,
y cuando lo que dijimos esta noche,
that there were some who maybe had thought that they couldn't be used,
que algunos pensaron que no podían ser usados.
Lord, I see you opening up this couple.
Señor, yo veo abriendo esta pareja.
I see their hands going in the air.
Yo veo sus manos que se van al aire.
I see them saying, "Here we are, Lord."
Yo veo que ellos dicen, "Aquí estamos, Señor."
We're yours.
Somos tuyos.
Use us how you want to use us.
Úsanos de la manera que tú quieres.
Take us where you want to take us.
Llévanos a donde tú quieres llevarnos.
Break us if you need to break us.
Quebrántanos si nos quieres quebrantar.
I see a great big yes inside of you.
Yo veo un gran sí dentro de ustedes.
Sometimes in the past.
A veces en el pasado.
It's been like there was a reluctance.
Ha visto como un rechazo.
You weren't sure.
Tú no estabas seguro.
But the Lord was gently pushing you from behind.
Pero el Señor te estaba gentilmente empujando desde la parte de atrás.
And he's gotten you to this place.
Y él te ha traído hasta este lugar.
And he says, "Keep your hands in the air."
Y el Señor les dice, "Mantengan sus manos en el aire."
This is a season of surrender.
Esta es una temporada de rendirse.
Make sure there's nothing that would hold you back.
No, asegúrense que no haya nada que los aguante para atrás.
You know when they have those big hot air balloons.
Cuando tienen esos globos que se van para arriba con fuego.
And they put sandbags inside.
Y ponen bolsas de arena dentro de estos globos.
To keep them on the ground.
Para mantenerlos abajo en el piso.
Well, the Lord says, "I want you to throw the sandbags off."
El Señor dice, yo quiero que saquen esas bolsas de arena afuera del globo.
Get rid of anything that would hold you down.
Deséchense de todos los que lo vayan a mantener abajo.
Because he wants you to soar with him.
Porque él quiere que ustedes vuelen con él.
And you know what those things are.
Y ustedes saben cuáles son esas cosas.
He says, just throw them overboard.
El Señor simplemente le dice que los tiren afuera.
Any heavy thing that's holding you back.
Toda cosa pesada que los está aguantando atrás.
Throw them out.
Sáquenlos afuera.
So that you can fly high with Him.
Para que ustedes puedan volar alto con el Señor.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Thank you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Oh. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Huh? Guys, the prophetic anointing is flowing.
La unción profética está fluyendo.
And we are not going to stop it.
Y nosotros no la vamos a detener.
But we understand that there are some people who feel in their hearts that you need to go home.
Pero yo entiendo que puede ser que usted se tenga que ir a casa.
If you want to go,
si usted tiene que irse,
we bless you.
Usted está bendecido.
If you have faith to stay,
si usted tiene fe en quedarse,
you're going to receive it.
Entonces usted va a poder recibir.
The worshipers are going to continue worshiping.
Los adoradores van a seguir adorando.
And if you need prayer, you could come.
Y si usted necesita oración, entonces usted
we
puede
want
venir.
To take advantage that our brother
vamos
has,
a tomar ventaja de que nuestro hermano
has time to prophesy tonight.
Tiene tiempo para profetizar esta noche.
The Lord has been doing beautiful things.
El Señor ha estado haciendo cosas hermosas.
Confirming things that the Lord had spoken to my wife and me last week.
El Señor ya nos había hablado a mi esposa y a mí.
And nobody knows about it.
Y nadie sabía eso.
So future home church leaders be ready.
Así que futuros líderes de IRF estén listos.
Couples be ready.
Parejas alístense.
And so please if you need to go be blessed.
Así que si usted tiene que ir sea bendecido.
We cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Le bendecimos y le cubrimos con la sangre de
if
Cristo.
You want to sit down there.
Si usted tiene, quiere sentarse.
Sit down but
siéntese,
be in the presence of the
pero
Lord.
Pero encuentres esté en la presencia del Señor. Amen.
Javier,
thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sir, could you just come and put your hands right here? Thank you, Lord. I asked him to do that because the Lord says he wants you to know that he's backing you, that he's behind you, that he's all around you, that he's your rear guard, that he's to your right and to your left. And he goes before you. And you can be secure in his love. Lord, we declare over this sister right now that she will find the deepest security in your love. And that even though people have disappointed her, some important people in her life, Lord, have let her down. We thank you tonight that you will never, ever leave her. You will never, ever forsake. You will never abandon. You will never neglect. You will never abuse. Lord, you don't do those things. What people do to us is one thing, but it does not reflect who God is. And so, Lord, I'm asking that you go back and that you heal every place of disappointment, every place of where she felt let down or abused or hurt or disappointed by people. Lord, I'm asking that you heal those places. And Father, that you would fill those places with the love of the Father. And that is where she will discover true boldness. And she'll discover who she really is in Christ. And you know, it's like I see this flower that's all bud. It's like a bud that looks like it's been closed for a long time. But suddenly, as the presence of the Lord draws near, that flower opens up. And God says, that's where you are. This is the season that you are in. It's time for you to flower.
It's time for that opening to come and the fragrance of Christ that will flow out of you and the beauty of the Lord that's going to be seen in you. You didn't think that that was possible, but the Lord says, my beauty that I have placed in you is going to be seen by many, and I'm going to show forth my glory through you. And it will happen as you allow me to strip off those old places of disappointment and shame and hurt, and let go anything that you need to let go, even in terms of forgiveness. Just let those things go. And there's going to be such a great, great freedom that's going to come into you. And the Lord says you're going to get your voice back. It's like there's a voice in you and there's a sound in you that you never knew was possible. And he's going to tinker with your sound system, and he's going to turn up the volume in your life because the confidence has been restored. So, Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name that you're releasing a sound inside of this woman of God to be all that she's called to be and to do in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you that you said that when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, that our feet move. And, Lord, I just thank you that these feet are moving and that these feet are going places. I thank you for the deep desire that you've placed in her for the nations and for other cultures and for other peoples. And I thank you that you've called her and that you have set her feet on fire. Lord, I bless this woman of God. I thank you for the missionary spirit. And, Lord, we declare that this woman is going places for you. Lord, that she's in preparation and she's being fine-tuned right now. But, Lord, I see her hands extending out in several directions. And it's like the Lord says, you don't even have to determine one place right now, because you're going to be getting your feet wet in several situations, in several cultures, in several places, because he's expanding your heart and he's expanding your capacity to understand his heart for the world. And so, Lord, we bless this woman and we thank you, Lord, for that call, and we thank you for the abandonment. There's a spiritual abandonment to the call of God on her life. We thank you that you're even bringing the fine-tuning of training. And I see some areas of training that the Lord is going to take you through to prepare you for this assignment. And then it's like at a determined time, the Lord's going to hand you this. It's like I see him handing you this packet of materials. And it's like, this is your assignment. And it might seem like a mission impossible, but the Lord just declares over your life, all things are possible. All things are possible. The funding is not impossible. The dream is not impossible. The task is not impossible. God is the God of the impossible. And we declare that you are going to do some things that people would have said were impossible. Thank you, Lord, for that supernatural anointing that's coming upon her, the eagle anointing that will take her where you've called her to go to do the impossible thing in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Everyone, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this champion. Thank you for a champion, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you that he's already in training to be strong in the Lord. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And the Lord says, you're going to be strong in the natural. Sometimes you're going to work out, but the Lord says, your real strength is always going to be on the inside of you. And he says to remember, always remember that the strength of God comes from knowing the Word of God. And he says, hide the Word of God in your heart, because you're going to be a strong young man because of the Word that is hidden inside of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the spirit of David that's upon this one, Lord. Thank you that you've called him to be a worshiper. Thank you that you've called him to be a leader. Thank you that you've called him, Lord, to protect the glory of God. And even as David took the ark into the city and he danced before the Lord as he brought the ark in, but he also made sure that it was brought carefully into that place. We declare that this is a man of God who will have a jealous, protective attitude toward the glory of God, and that he will care about God's house, and that he will care about God's glory, and that he will care about the way God's presence is treated. Thank you, Lord, that you're going to download your heart into this young man. Father, that he's going to be a protector of the holy things, that you're calling him at a young age, Lord, to be that protector. And Lord, he's going to be very vigilant about how the glory of God is handled. He's even going to write about this, and he's going to understand it, and he's going to teach it, and he's going to explain it. There's this whole issue of how do we handle the glory of God. And we say this is a young man who will see and behold the glory of the Lord. And because he sees it and because he experiences it, that's why he cares so much about protecting it. Thank you, Lord, for this call of God upon this young man. And we say, Lord, let this spirit of David arise in him to not only be a worshiper, but to teach others how to worship. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you right now for the gift of leadership that's upon this young man. We say, Lord, that leadership is not about age. We think even about the young king, Josiah, who came to the throne at a young age, Lord. And we say, Lord, that there's something special about this young man and what you've called him to be and to do in your house. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you protect the anointing of a leader that's upon him, because we know that the enemy wants to snuff it out and the enemy wants to destroy it. We thank you, Lord, that you are hiding him in your presence, even as you hid the young king in the temple during the reign of Athaliah. Lord, we say that you will hide this one and that he will not be prey to the enemy and he will not be devoured by the enemy. But Lord, you will protect him, and then at the proper time you'll place him upon the throne to lead and to be that man of God that you've called him to be. Thank you for those that will intercede and for those that will protect. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You guys came up here because of fear? Thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you break any fear off of this young man in the name of Jesus. Lord, that he'll be bold for you, that he will speak for you, that he will stand up for you. And the Lord just says, who are you going to serve? He says, he wants you to be a voice to stand up and say, as for me, I'm going to serve the Lord. I don't care about what you're going to do. I don't know what you're going to choose, but I'm going to choose to serve the Lord. And the Lord wants to hear that coming out of your mouth. And he wants to see that in your actions. And he wants to see that in your behavior. Because the world wants to shape you. And the world wants to form you. And the world wants to conform you. But the Lord says, if you'll just listen to me and get away and spend time with me, I'm going to make you a radical. You guys, are three of you friends? Huh? These three? You guys come in a little huddle here. I want to tell you something together. You ever heard of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? You need to read that story in the book of Daniel. Three young guys who went to Babylon, and the king said, I want you to bow down and serve this idol. And they said, no, we will not serve the idol. And he said, well, if you don't serve the idol, I'm throwing you in the furnace. And they said, well, you can throw us in the furnace if you want, but we're not going to bow down to your idol. So he threw them in the furnace. And then he looked and he told his men to heat up the furnace 7 times hotter than it was. And then when he looked in the furnace, the guys were in there just standing around. They were not being burned, and there was a 4th man in the fire with them. And of course, we know that was Jesus. And so they got out, and the king actually bowed down and worshiped the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the Lord wants you to know, if you want boldness in your life in this season, what that means is you cannot serve the God of this world. And you cannot serve the God of your generation. You cannot serve the God of your high school. You cannot serve the God of MTV. You cannot serve the God of HBO. You cannot serve the God of Baal. You cannot serve the God of American Idol. You got to serve Jesus alone, and you got to do that in front of your friends, and that's one of the hardest things to do. But that's where you're going to find boldness, is saying, you know what, I'm not bowing down to the gods of this world. Amen? So, Lord, we pray for these young men that they will have the boldness to stand up against the spirit of the world. Lord, we even break the power of the world over their minds, and we ask that they will be able, in the power of the Spirit, to resist every worldly spirit that is pulling their friends into the pit. And they will be able to stay, to say, no, we are only going to serve the God of the true God, the true and the living God. Give them that kind of boldness in the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. Lord, we just release boldness, strength, the spirit of a lion, Lord, Holy Ghost boldness into this woman of God. Thank you, Lord, that the things of the past have been erased. Lord, we declare that over her in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's like I see you taking an eraser.
Yo veo que tú estás tomando un borrador, Señor.
And whatever was written on that blackboard. Lord, you have erased that.
Tú ya has borrado eso.
There's nothing on her record.
No hay nada que está escrito en su record.
And Lord, you have given her boldness.
Señor, y tú le has entregado valentía.
Because of your forgiveness.
A causa de tu perdón.
And Lord, sometimes she has condemned herself.
Señor, y a veces ella misma se ha condenado.
It's almost like sometimes you remind God of your failures.
Y a veces como que usted estaba enojada con el Señor por sus fracasos.
And the Lord's saying, it's time to move on.
El Señor dice, es tiempo de ir para adelante.
In fact, I see you with all this luggage. And the Lord says, put all that down. Because where we're going, you can't take that. It's not, you can't take the past. You can't take the mistakes or the failures. Because I want you to run with me. Where we're going, it's going to require you to run. And you're going to run with great joy. He doesn't want you to be, pulled down by all those loads. And I see you just stepping into a whole new season. And it's like the Lord is turning the page. And He's starting a whole new chapter. Lord, we declare a new day over this woman of God. And Lord, all that old stuff, she's not going to think about it anymore. She's putting it behind her. She's leaving it alone. And Lord, you're taking care of that. The Lord wants you to know His love for you is great. And that's where you're going to find your boldness. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Is this a family? Just these. You want to come? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for great boldness on this sister. Lord, we ask that the anointing of a lion would come upon her and that, Lord, she would speak for you without reservation. And whatever this is that's been tied to her foot, it's like the enemy tried to tie something around your foot to sort of pull you back. And we just break that off of you right now in the name of Jesus. The Lord wants your feet to be free. He wants you to be able to walk with Him without any encumbrance, without any hindrance from the past. And we just sever that in the name of Jesus. We say it's not going to pull you back any longer. And the enemy does not have a place. We just sever it right now. The cord, that intimidation, and that whatever that thing is from the past that would be like a haunting voice. We break the haunting voice in the name of Jesus. Every voice from your past that's tried to remind you of negative things, we break that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just declare right now over this couple, Lord, that they are rising. Lord, and there's a sureness and a steadiness that you've released in them. And Lord, your destiny on their lives is that they will be pillars in your house. Lord, that they will be a source of stability and strength to the people. Father, you've done such a deep work in them, and you're working even in their youth, Lord, to make them strong pillars in the house of the Lord. And Lord, I thank you for that bull anointing that's on this brother. Father, the strength of God that you've released on the inside of him, that you're making him, Lord, a trampler of the enemy's power. And Lord, I declare over him that he's going to trample on the works of the devil in people's lives. Father, he's not going to let things slide. When he sees something going on in somebody, he's going to zero in on it. He's going to dig down and he's going to zero in on that thing. And it's kind of like you've got this heat-seeking missile that goes in and finds the target. And you're not going to let them stop. You're going to zero in on it. And you're going to say, what's going on? What's happening in your life? And you're going to go for it. And you're going to stop it. And you're going to pull it out. And you're going to set that person free. Lord, we declare that this man of God is going to be your weapon to set many free in Jesus' name. And Lord, that this woman of God is going to have the word of grace to speak into the situation. When people are about to lose hope and they're about to quit, Lord, that she's going to have a word of grace that's going to inject strength into their situation so that they can keep going. There'll be many, many who'll come to you and they're just about ready to throw in the towel and end it. And you'll give a word of grace that will get them over the hump and get them over the what seemed like an impossible situation, and they'll get past it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Are you here by yourself? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for an Holy Spirit intelligence. I thank you for that you've made this young man smart. And I declare favor over him in his studies. I declare that he's going to make good grades. And I declare, Lord, that you're going to give him favor and that you're going to open up doors for him because of the grace that you've given him. You've given him a good mind. You've given him a mind to comprehend and understand things that other people don't understand. And I declare, though, that you're going to make a path for him educationally that's going to bring him before great men. And it's going to give him supernatural favor from God. And the Lord wants you to know this is a gift from him. You can't take credit for this. It's not your own doing. This is the Lord's doing. And he's going to use it so that he can bring you before men of influence so that you will use your gifts and your talents for the kingdom of God. So remember that even in years to come, even in like, you know, 6 or 8 years when you're going into college, that it will be the Lord that will open the door for you. It will be the Lord that will give you favor. It will be the Lord that will give you favor with your teachers. It will be the Lord that will give you favor even with the dean, and that he will open the supernatural doors for the kingdom because of his grace and his anointing upon your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Lord, we just break fear off of this woman of God in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Lord, Father, she's going to be your instrument. She's going to speak for you. She's going to speak creatively for you. Lord, she's got so much on the inside, and it's like you've got a whole shelf of things right now that haven't come off the shelf yet. But Lord, I'm asking that you activate the gifts of the Holy Spirit in this woman of God. The gifts of discernment, the gift of prophecy, the gift of word of knowledge. Lord, that revelation that you want to give her, Lord. Father, there's so much that you want to open up to her. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, take her deeper in the things of the Spirit of God and activate those things and release those things through her in Jesus' name. The Lord just says, present to him every empty vessel. Just like the widow, when the prophet came to her house and she had nothing, and he said, go get every empty bowl. And she brought every empty bowl she could find. And she poured the oil out and it filled every bowl with the oil. The Lord says, bring every empty place in your life, and I will fill it. I will fill it with my Holy Spirit. Just present your emptiness to me, says the Lord, and I will fill every empty place, and I will bring such fulfillment in those empty places. I will bring healing. I will bring joy. I will bring fulfillment. And then you will have an abundance to share with others. Because the Lord says he's always had it in his mind that you would be filled so that you could be a blessing to others. He blesses you so that you can be a blessing. And he declares over you tonight that he has made you a blessing. In fact, he says that's one of his nicknames for you, is blessing. You are his blessing. He made you to be his blessing. And you're going to bless many. You're going to bless many that others would ignore and others would forget about. And he's called you to be that blessing. And literally, you're going to have people come to you and say, you have been such a blessing. You didn't see yourself that way, but that's how God has always seen you. And he has literally called you that. Blessing. You're my blessing. You're a sweet blessing. And you're my blessing to many people, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Shalomasundarabakusaka. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Break all fear off of this woman of God. And we thank you, Lord, that you've called her to speak for you. Lord, you've called her to speak words of life to flow out of her mouth, Lord. Father, you said the water that is in us, Lord, that That when we drink of that water, it becomes like a river flowing out of us. And I say, Lord, there is a river that you have predetermined would flow out of this woman of God. A river of great encouragement and a river of your word, a river of teaching, a river of instruction. And Lord, there's somebody that she's called to teach. I don't know what that group is, but Lord, I activate in the name of Jesus. I ask that you activate that teaching gift in the name of Jesus. Because it's like, Lord, you want to raise her up to be a spiritual mother, to teach others and to disciple. And so, Lord, we ask that you would release the gift of God in her and break any fear or any insecurity off of her in the name of Jesus that would make her feel like she's disqualified. We break that off of this woman of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sure. Are we all right? Thank you, Jesus. How many more? Huh? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, I just ask, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come. And Lord, that you would break off all fear off of this woman of God. Lord, that everything that she's gone through and everything that she's walked through and every minefield that she has walked through and every difficult place that she's walked through, that you will use that, Lord, as a testimony and a witness to others. And I just see her, Lord, being a great blessing to families and to people who have walked through family problems, Lord, that you will use her, Lord, as a signpost. And as a witness and as a like a signal from people. It's like a lighthouse. The Lord says you're like a lighthouse, that people who are out there on the waves and they're crashing, and then they look out and they see where they can go and they can find safety. And there's something about families and women who are in difficult places in their relationships that the Lord says he wants to use you as a signal to them. And he wants to use your story and your life experience and what you've learned from the Word to be a blessing and a signal to others. So, Lord, we ask that you stir that gift and that anointing and that you break any failure off of her in the name of Jesus that would cause her to think, Lord, that she can't be who you've called her to be, Lord. Let her rise up and be the woman of God that you've called her to be. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You guys are together, right? Just a family? Yeah, I remember y'all from last time. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. How are you doing? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just declare an umbrella of your safety, your healing, your protection over this home in the name of Jesus. Lord, and just cause that umbrella to go wider and stronger. And Lord, let them know that they are under the protection of the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you do not abandon us. Thank you that you do not walk out on us. Thank you, Lord, that you don't reject us. And I'm asking, Lord, for your great, great heart of love to just be opened wide over this family. And I'm asking, Lord, for the deep healing of God to come into this woman in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you are so good to us. And Lord, I thank you that you are married to her. I thank you that she can know your great covenant love. That, Lord, that she can know that you are faithful, that you are, Lord, with her always through thick and thin, that you would never, ever, 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 ever even think, never even entertain the idea of walking out on her. I bless you, Lord. that you are such a good husband and you are such a good father to us. And Lord, that you are married to us and that your covenant is forever. I declare that over her. And I ask, Lord, that where she feels like the rug was pulled out from under her and she felt like she was losing her footing and falling down, Lord, that you will catch her and that you will stand behind her. Just put your hands on her back right there. Lord, that she can know that your hands are against her, that she's not going to fall, that she's not going to lose her footing. Even though it felt like the room was spinning around and it felt like everything was dizzy, you feel like you're going through a big, long, dizzy spell. And you felt disoriented and you felt like you weren't sometimes even sure which end was up, which was top or bottom. That the Lord will help you gain your equilibrium, that you will not fall because He surrounds you with His love. Lord, we declare that over her in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I declare right now that this young man will not be a statistic and he will not fall to the ground because of something that was done to him or because of circumstances. But Lord, that because you are faithful, it doesn't matter about faithfulness of other people. Lord, you are faithful. And he can put his trust in you. And he can put his trust in the fact that you say and do what you say. You don't say one thing and do another. Lord, you don't promise something and not deliver. And the Lord says, put me to the test. I'll prove to you that I am indeed a good father. That I do what I say. And I don't stop loving. And I don't stop giving. And I don't stop providing. The Lord says, I'm a good daddy. And he says, if you'll just trust me, I'll prove it to you. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus for your Father's love. And we ask that you baptize them both in that love in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm okay. I'm okay. How you doing? You waited all this time. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for how much you love this young man and that you delight in the fact that he's growing up. And son, the Lord wants you to know that even though sometimes you focus on your mistakes and you focus on your failures, the Lord has just got a big smile on his face because he laughs sometimes because he sees you growing and he's encouraged. It's like when a little boy, you know, is growing up and we take him and we put him up against the wall and we make a mark on the wall. And then a few months later we make another mark, and then a few months later we make another mark. And then finally that dad, the son, grows taller than he is, and there's a mark 6 feet high. And the Lord wants you to know that he's encouraged when he looks at you because you've been making progress. And he just, it's like he's got a, he's patting you on the back and he's going, son, I love you and I'm proud of you. That's how the Lord feels about you. The Lord's not shaking his finger at you. He's not mad at you. Yeah, he knows there's some issues that you're struggling with. And he knows that there's some things that you throw up your hands and you say, God, I don't know how I'll ever get free. But he says, son, if you'll just spend time with me, and if you'll just let me pour my love into you in a greater way, you're going to find a greater victory. And I'm going to grow you up, and I'm going to push you out there, and I'm going to put you out on the court, and you're going to be in the game. And that's how the Lord feels about you. He's not holding you back, and he's not disappointed in you. He's patting you on the back, and he's saying, son, I've got good plans. If you just trust me, I'll help you get over those issues. that have been a stumbling block, and those things that have been weighing you down. I'm going to help you get over those things. But I want you to just look into my face, and I want you to spend time with me, and I want you to know that my love is sufficient and my grace is sufficient to grow you up to be the man of God that you're called to be. Thank you, Jesus. You guys, I pray for you, right? Yeah. Oh, okay, okay. And the wedding. Lord, Lord, we thank you for what you're doing, Lord, in our sister time, and we thank you for all the fire that you've had and that you've released through her. But Lord, we are asking for a new season, Lord, of that anointing flow. We're asking for a greater strength, a greater fire, a greater courage, a greater anointing. And Lord, we thank you that you are bringing great fulfillment, Lord, in some dry places. Lord, I just declare right now that the drought is over in the name of Jesus. And I say that, Lord, that there is a wind and a rain coming, Lord, that's a refreshing rain, a rain of your joy, a rain of your life, a rain of fruitfulness, and a rain of kingdom impact that's going to flow out of this woman of God in this next season in the name of Jesus. Lord, she's served you in the dry times. And she served you in the tough times. And she served you, Lord, in times when it's like her nails were, it's like a nervous anxiety time and a lot of difficulties. But Lord, I hear the sound of rain. And Lord, you said that there would be times of refreshing. And I declare, Lord, that she is entering in to a time of great refreshing in your presence, Lord. And that, Father, she's going to regain new strength. And she will indeed arise like on wings of eagles in this next season, Lord. And that, Lord, in this coming year, Lord, there's going to be travel and there's going to be impact for the kingdom that's going to flow out of this woman of God because of this new season that you're bringing her into. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Hallelujah. Well, I did not intend for this to go this late, brother. Thank you for the freedom. Worship team, come on and just stand as a group. You know, when they were up there worshiping tonight, I just had this thought. Man, I wish that you guys could bring your worship team to the women's gold kitchen. Is that possible? I'll talk to you about it. I just had this thought. I wish that your worship team would come to both. Is it possible? We'll talk. This one, you're the leader. You're the leader. Yeah. Lord, just lift your hands. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this awesome team. Lord, and I'm asking that you stir up the anointing in a greater way in all of them. Lord, thank you for all that you're already doing. Lord, I thank you for this couple right here that's they are leaders in this church. And they've given and they've given and they've given and they've given and they've given. In secret, but Lord, I'm asking now that you would reward them openly in the name of Jesus. I'm asking that you reward them in some very special and personal ways, Lord, and some requests that they've had that are unspoken. I'm asking, Lord, that you would release those blessings to them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the great fulfillment that you want to release to them in ministry. And thank you, Lord, for the faithful ways that they have served. We're asking for your blessing upon them. Lord, I thank you for this precious brother right here who gives and gives and gives and gives and gives till it hurts. Lord, I'm asking that you would reward him and his wife and his family. I'm asking, Lord, that you would pour more anointing. Lord, this one is like there's dynamite in a small package. Lord, I declare there is more dynamite being released in this brother. There is more fire and more passion and more power that's coming out of him in the days to come. Thank you, Lord, that he's like a ticking time bomb. And Lord, that there's some powerful things that are going to be released in him, Lord, in this coming year. Lord, in 2011, Lord, there is something very powerful that's going to be released out of his life. Lord, it's going to be surprising. It's going to amaze us. Lord, the power and the dunamis. The Lord just keeps saying that word dunamis. It's where we get the word dynamite. But it's another word for the power of the Holy Spirit. And this is a man who has the dunamis of God. And we declare that over his life in the name of Jesus. And the Lord's going to turn up the volume inside of this brother in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for this couple. Lord, I ask that you stir up the anointing on them. I thank you for the leadership grace that's on their life. I thank you for the call of God that is on them. And Lord, I see that you are taking them higher, and I see that you're bringing promotion. And Lord, we just declare your favor and your grace upon their lives. And Father, that they will walk in such humility in this next season. You know, the Lord says that the path to leadership is the path of humility. And the Lord just reminds you of that as he promotes you, and as he blesses you, and as he elevates you, that you go lower and lower and lower, and that you continue to be a servant, and you continue to humble yourself. Because he's looking for a new kind of leader in the body of Christ. The day of the one-man show, and the day of the superstar, and the day of the celebrity Christian is over. He's called for servant leaders. And the Lord just says he sees your hearts, and he sees that in you, that he sees that quality in you. And I see you raising up others like that. I see you catching a vision of raising up disciples and pouring your lives into others. And raising up men and women that are true leaders with humility and brokenness. And I just see God even giving you a message about that that's going to resonate inside of you. So we stir up that anointing inside of this. And this, Lord, I pray for this brother right now, for that message that's going to flow out of him, that it will flow like a crystal clear river out of his spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for this precious couple. Thank you for the healing anointing that's upon them to heal marriages, to heal couples, to heal families. Lord, to pastor and to really care. And we thank you for that nurturing grace that is upon their life, to nurture and care for the people of God, and to also nurture the young ones and the ones that are capable of stumbling and the ones that are... That might even stumble off the edge if they aren't cared for properly. I thank you, Lord, for that grace of God that is upon this couple to pastor and to care for the young lambs and to carry the young lambs on their shoulders, Lord, when they're not capable of walking themselves. Lord, we just thank you right now for that anointing and that pastoral grace. Stir it up in their lives in a greater way in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just bless this precious couple right here. Thank you for that precious anointing that is upon them, Lord. Lord, the anointing to care for your people. The anointing, Lord, to not only care for them, but to also stir them. And it's like I see in this woman of God, I see her stirring the pot and stirring like a delicious stew. And it's something that's hot and boiling. And there's something powerful that the Lord is releasing through this woman of God to stir the people and to feed them. But what you feed them gets them on fire. What you feed them is certainly, it's strengthening them, but it's also getting them passionate for God. And it brings them closer to God, and it gets them fired up for God, and it gets them stirred by the Holy Spirit. You are a Holy Ghost woman. And we stir up that anointing inside of you that is to release people into the baptism and the Holy Spirit and to release them into the anointing of the Holy Spirit and to stir up that anointing. We thank you for that fire that is in this woman of God in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for this man of God who is like a rock. Lord, he is steady and he's steadfast and he's immovable. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to listen to the enemy's lies. He's not going to fall for the enemy's traps. Lord, and when people are swayed and even sometimes deceived, Lord, he's going to be the one that will pull them back and hold them back to the original standard of your word. I thank you, Lord, that he's a man of the word. I thank you that that's the reason why there's so much stability in his life, is because the word of God dwells in him richly. And Lord, we thank you for even in the next season, Lord, that that's going to go to a whole nother level. And it's almost like you're the fire and you're the strong brick wall. There's just such a wonderful combination here of stability and passion. Stability and passion. And that's what we need in the church. So Lord, we thank you for this dynamic duo of stability and passion. And we just declare, Lord, that much fruit will come from their ministry in the days to come. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So love my soul. Oh, no. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this precious cup. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just see them. It's almost like they were standing at the Red Sea when Moses extended the staff. And then suddenly, Lord, the sea opened. And Lord, I declare that you will take them to a broad place. I declare over Marlon and his wife tonight, Lord, that you said even to David that when he was in that limited place, when he was in a small place, Lord, you promised him that you would catapult him across the wall and across the barrier, and you would bring him into a broad place. And even as you did for the children of Israel, and they crossed through the Red Sea, and they came all the way into a promised land, a land of milk and honey. Lord, I declare that you are bringing them out to bring them in. And Lord, that you will indeed transfer them into your purposes and plans. And Lord, they're not going to get stuck in a limited place. Lord, you know the limitations, and you know the financial limitations. You know what they need in terms of a breakthrough. And Lord, I'm asking for the breakthrough now in the name of Jesus, that financial breakthrough that they need for their family and for the kingdom and for the dreams that are in their hearts. Lord, I'm asking in the name of Jesus that you will open up the Red Sea before them. And Lord, that the enemies that have been pursuing them would be drowned, Lord, in the sea. That they can dance and sing and say that the horse and the rider have been thrown into the sea, and that God has truly delivered them and brought them into the land of promise. Lord, I'm asking for that blessing over them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for willing hands. Thank you for willing hands. Thank you for hands that have said, yes, sir, I will. Yes, sir, I'll go. Yes, sir, I'll serve. Thank you for hands, Lord, that have been extended and that have surrendered. And Lord, I thank you that it's precious to you. It's precious to you, Lord, the surrender, the heart that says, Lord, I'll do whatever you say. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I'm asking that you receive the sacrifice. Lord, you said in Romans 12 that this is our acceptable service of worship, that we present our bodies as a living and a holy sacrifice, acceptable to you. And Lord, I just see this woman of God spending lots of time with you right now, with her hands extended, spending time with you saying, yes, Lord. Sometimes just giving up the conditions and the fears, giving up the no's that you've had in the past. Oh, Lord, I thank you right now that you're taking her into a season of consecration. Consecration is when we just say, Lord, I'm yours. I'm all yours. My future is yours. My relationships are yours. Lord, my plans are yours. My money is yours. My gifts are yours. Everything about me is yours. And I believe that the Lord says that after you go through that season of consecration, that there is a door, a wide door that He's going to open. A door of opportunity and a door of service that will redirect your life, and He's going to show you in greater ways that He can use you. But you're going to go through this season of consecration. Lord, take us through that season. And then, Lord, we ask that you open the wide door of opportunity for kingdom advancement in Jesus' name. Thank you.
The Brothers and Sisters for the Ana Mendez Conference.